Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm so used to saying good evening. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color, and coming in from New York City. And we've got Miss Henrietta Bird coming in from Chi-Town, from the Windy City. How are you doing today, my dear?
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Good. I cannot complain at all. And we also have Mr. Jerry Thomas from...
Hello.
Hey, Jerry.
From Virginia.
Uh-huh.
So how's everybody doing? Everybody good?
All good.
Me. I know this sandwich tastes good.
He's eating.
I mean, pastrami melt from Subway, and it's good.
Well, you know, we're gonna be talking about holiday foods today. So that's gonna be one of the topics. That and some gift ideas. So we're going to be open to a few things. Henrietta, you want to read the declaration for us?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, great. Thank you.
The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Chicago, Illinois, Jamaica, Queens, and Hampton, Virginia, I think.
Newport News,
Virginia. Okay, Newport News, Virginia, and this is December 19th, 2014. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. Back to you, Glenn.
All right. Well, thank you, Henrietta.
Mm-hmm.
So let's look at the conversation today. Well, what would you like to start with? With the foods, or would you like to start out with some gift ideas?
Well, maybe we can combine them. We can combine them. You know,
most certainly.
And I say that because, you know, in my family we have some new babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we are, you know, everything is geared around the youngest people. And
mm-hmm.
And so we are trying to pass the baton to the parents of the young people so that they have the dinner and they ain't buying it. like, it's too soon, you know, so and so. So what we realize, what we're realizing is sometimes it takes some of the stress away if everybody brings something to dinner. And see, we don't normally do it that way. It's like whoever's having dinner, which is always the same person, they do all the cooking, and we may come over and help you cook.
But
you're still doing all the cooking. So when I say we can combine the food conversation with gifts, you know, and looking at a more non-traditional way of giving during the holiday, one of the things I think we can give is a dish, a main dish. And, you know, you might have something that you cook very well, no matter whether it's Christmas you're celebrating or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever, you know, you celebrate, or whatever you don't celebrate, if you're just getting together with your family for dinner, what about potluck? Now, some people are funny about potlucks, you know, but let's just take into consideration that everybody who really cooks, usually they know what they're doing. Okay. And so let's just take away the fear that the food won't be good, okay? Because everybody automatically is like, I like Aunt So and So's macaroni and cheese. I like Uncle So and So's ham, or he fries the turkey, or you know. But whatever it is that you know people enjoy about your cooking, like if Glenn was coming to dinner, Jerry, Glenn would have to bring the crab cakes, okay? Because everybody knows that Glenn makes the most delicious crab cakes. So what are some of the dishes that you would cook, is my question. If you were going to dinner and it was a potluck and you could bring whatever you wanted, what would you bring?
I bring my chicken Alfredo.
Chicken Alfredo. Okay.
Now, I assume that Alfredo is in a white sauce, then?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And what else? So it's pasta and chicken, and what else is in there?
Let's see.
Jerry?
Yeah, you got to bring some vegetables.
Okay. No. I mean, are vegetables in your dish or no?
No.
Okay,
in
so
my
strictly.
In my dish. Huh?
I was saying in your dish, in your chicken Alfredo.
I'll put broccoli in it.
Okay.
I'll put broccoli, yeah.
Because I know my sister makes a variation of that, and she puts it's either broccoli or cauliflower or something. Put something in it.
Yeah.
I don't eat chicken, so I don't exactly remember what she puts in it. But it's very good. It's nice creamy thick sauce.
Yeah,
that sounds good. I always for Christmas. Now, you know, this goes back to the Christmas story with Tiny Tim. But the whole thing with the goose, the Christmas goose. So I think that's always something a little different to bring. And a goose or a duck is not much different than cooking a turkey, but the flavor is much different and it gives it a different dynamic. And I think it's also something kind of special for Christmas time. What about you, Henrietta?
Mine would be sweet potato pies.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Potato pies, and I would make some in graham cracker shell, some in regular shell, and I would make some with coconut, with a little coconut in it, and some without the coconut. Because I don't particularly care for coconut, but there are some people who really, really, really like it.
And that's something I make well, you know. When I was in, for Thanksgiving, when I was in Florida, I made sweet potato pies, and I used a different recipe, but it still they still came out really, really well and had a really good flavor. So that would be my contribution, unless they said no desserts, because sometimes people say no desserts. So I guess my if I were to bring food, it would be macaroni and cheese or salad. Like I make really good salads, really good variations of different salads and things. I do that really well. And sometimes it's just good to have a salad along with everything else, because there are people who are not, they're just not eating all the heavy food anymore. And they appreciate the salad, you know.
You know, my mother turned me on to this recipe, and I make it. It's a sweet potato casserole, but it's kind of like a pie. But what she does is she makes so I boil the sweet potatoes first, then peel them, then mash them, then add crushed pineapple. Vanilla extract, sugar, and butter, and sometimes my mother in the past was put in a little Harvey's Bristol cream in there, and then you put it in the oven and bake it for about 30 to 40 minutes, because it's already cooked. Because you boiled it, so you're just getting it a little brown on the top and getting those, throw a couple of eggs in there too. So you do a couple of eggs, sugar, butter, a little vanilla extract, some nutmeg and some cinnamon, and you mix that up. And then put it in the casserole dish and then bake it for about 30 to 40 minutes. And man, with the pineapple, the crushed pineapple, she's got little sweet pieces throughout of it. Now, we don't do it, but I've seen people that have added like marshmallows to it.
Yeah.
To the top of it.
Too.
So, that could be another variation of it. But that makes. That's like a dessert without having dessert.
Yeah.
I'm coming to New York for that.
right. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, my sister, my older sister, she makes, and everybody loves this. Well, I should say the people who, like my daughter and my nieces and they love this dish that she makes, and it's a 7-layer jello.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And she said it takes hours to make it. But they love that. And whenever when she doesn't make it, they are, like, so disappointed. But it's 7 layers, and every layer you have to wait until it gels. And then you put the next layer on the next layer, and some it's clear jello, and some was not, but it's really a good dish, and we usually have that with dinner.
Mm.
Yep, not as a dessert, but we have it with dinner.
Now, you know, one of the things that we've experimented with, and again, I don't eat meat, so. But before I stop eating meat, I like having Cornish hens. As a change of pace. They tend to be a little bit more tender. You can actually eat a whole, depending on how big they are, you can eat a whole Cornish hen yourself, and then you get your dark meat and your light meat, so you can get your whole portion of whatever it is that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And you can stuff it. And so I think that makes a nice, easy holiday dish for people who don't have a lot, you know, a big family, but you need to do a big turkey, you know, a 10-pound turkey or whatever. You could do a couple of Cornish hens. And if the appetite's not that big, you can split them in half and, you know, serve those out as half. So that's a nice holiday event, you know, food that I think always seems to put a smile on my face.
Okay. But now let me ask you all this. Have you all ever had fried turkey?
Yeah,
no,
I did.
I have not.
Okay.
I had deep fried turkey last year.
Yeah, it tastes good. It's
that's big business for people who do it. They take orders and that's really a big business. And it's delicious. You know, it's very, very tender.
Yeah.
The seasonings are really good that they put with it. I'm trying to see what else is one of my favorite holiday dishes. It's probably dressing and cranberry sauce, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that combination. Yeah. I could just have that. I always like the gravy on top of the macaroni. On top of the macaroni and cheese.
Really?
Yes, the turkey gravy.
Especially you put it together with the dressing and mix it up.
That's right. And it's interesting because I don't really like, I just like to drink water or maybe a sparkling something, like sparkling grape juice or something, because it's like the pop. To me, it's overbearing. You know, it takes away the flavor. So I just like to drink something mild until afterwards. You know, until afterwards. But I want, you know, like I want to taste those. I want to really taste those tastes. We do sweet potatoes also. And there's several ways. Like my mother used to make it like you described, like that casserole. That's how she would make it. She wouldn't use eggs, but she would boil the potatoes and then peel the potatoes and put them in a pot with butter and sugar, in a pan with butter and sugar, and bake them. And then she put marshmallows on some because everybody didn't like marshmallows. And so that's one way. And then my brother-in-law's mother, she made hers right on top of the stove, where she would, same thing, boil the potatoes, peel them, but she would put them back in the pot, back in that same pot, and add the butter and sugar. But she would just keep it on a low fire on top of the stove.
Okay.
And just cook it down until it candied, you know.
Okay.
You just candy the sweet potatoes. And actually, you know, I even know a lady who makes her macaroni and cheese on top of the stove.
Really?
And I had never seen that before. But she makes it on top of the stove, just everything you would put in it to bake it. But she just does it on top of the stove on a real low fire for about an hour.
Wow, that sounds great.
Yeah. So
well, I wanted to include a couple of gifts before the show ends. You know, we had talked a little bit about infusing olive oil, but one of the things I found today was you can infuse vodka. So you could have, you know, you have those nice little bottles, and you can pour some vodka in there, and then you can either put some lemon or some blueberries or strawberries or whatever flavor that you're looking to infuse. And I didn't realize you could do that for vodka, but, you know, those are the vodkas and the rums now. You could even do that with rum as well, because I got a rum the other day. It was Bacardi's, and it was Bacardi's orange peach. And, man, that thing was so smooth, you didn't even need a chaser. You just put that on the rocks. So you can infuse it. Now, I'm not saying that your homemade ones will be quite that nice, but you can begin to play around with some of the flavors. Maybe you put in, you know, strawberry and peach, you know, like they did orange and peach, or mango or something in there so that it gets the flavor. So, that, you know, so it's got some potentials, and it's a nice, inexpensive but personal gift. The other thing I thought was kind of crafty is that people would actually take like a Kit Kat and they take some candy canes,
mm-hmm.
and you kind of glue them to the bottom and make some candy sleds, some holiday sleds, you know, with different some peppermint balls and some different things on there. So I mean, you really can get quite creative and manage your expenses. You know, some of the other things that I saw that were kind of cute. They have you could do if you had pets, you could do treats for people's pets, because you know you don't want to spend a whole lot of money on those items, but you can, you know, get like a little burlap bag and tie a little ball around it and put like those artificial pine cones. You could put some real pine cones, or you could do some cherry looking artificial cherries, something like that. The cute one that I like for myself, because I'm a cooker, is that you get an oven mitt and then you put utensils in there, so you could put like a whisk and a wooden spoon and a fork for salads. You could put in like a thermostat, you know, thermometer, a food thermometer. So you could put in like little knick-knack kind of things in the oven mitt, and use that as the carrying case for those different things. I even saw people making what do you call it? It was hot chocolate cones. So they actually make a cone, like a little plastic cone, and they put like some eyes and a nose on it. They fill it up with hot chocolate mix, and then they put some marshmallows on top, and then close it up, tie it up the top. So you know,
okay.
So I mean, you know, you could do a lot of different things that could make it festive and still not be very very expensive.
Right. That's good. Have you seen these cake? They're called cake sticks or something, where they're like balls of cake on a stick, and they have different icings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I don't know if you get like a styrofoam round styrofoam ball, but you They're almost like donut holes. That's what they look like, but they're on a stick. But they're real cake, and it's real icing. And then you stick them all around this styrofoam ball, and you can give that as a gift. It's kind of like they deliver the fruit now. These cake, they're called cake sticks. And so each person can take one of those, you know, rather than making a big cake. You just take these balls. A lot more work than a cake. But it's kind of, I see it more and more when I go places now that people are utilized. You know, they're either sending those or making them. And you mentioned infusions. There's a lot of really good holiday punches that you can make with cranberry juice and seltzer water and whatever alcohol you like. But just some really, really good punches that you can make. And of course, eggnog. You know, eggnog. I love eggnog. And I like, there's one particular brand that I like that they sell here in Chicago. And it's just it's nothing special. It's a regular brand. They sell the milk, you know, throughout the year. But I just like plain eggnog. I go to eggnog sips, you know, where a sip of the eggnog, you cannot drive afterwards. you cannot drive, so, you know, you just know when you go to that party, you take a cab or you get a designated driver or you have somebody pick you up and drop you off, you know. And but those are some great ideas, you know, really great ideas for the holiday. And Glenn, if I could just shift for a moment.
Sure.
Speaking of designated drivers, I'm really pushing this year. And I'm pushing it because a friend of mine called me and told me that his son and his son's girlfriend were on their way home from a party and they were in a car accident and the girlfriend got killed. She made her transition during the accident, and because he had alcohol in his system, he is now in jail for, is it reckless homicide? I don't know if that's the correct term or not. So and this is a young man who's just, you know, doing things with his life and whatever, and now just bam, just like that. And so I'm really asking people to think before you get behind the wheel, or even not even before you get behind the wheel, think, are you going to drink at this party? And if you are going to drink, you know you're going to drink at a party, take a cab or have somebody drop you off. That would be, to me, a good gift you could give to somebody, is to pay them to pick you up and drop you off, even if they had to use your car. But just so you don't take that risk of being stopped, being tested, or an accident occurring, and because you had a drink and there was alcohol in your system, that something like that could change your life forever.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, think about where, if you're going to drink before you go to a party. If you know you're going to drink, ask for a designated driver or ask somebody who's not doing something, give them $20 to drop you off and pick you up or something, because that would help them as well as helping you. So, Glenn, that's it for me.
Oh, well, that's an excellent point. Yeah, go ahead, Jerry.
And one thing that go more Henrietta point too. Also, if you know that you're gonna catch the bus home, make sure that you're sober. Because I know the state of Virginia, it doesn't make a difference. You take a cab or you or whoever. If they see you drunk all in on a bus stop, you're going to go through it the same way as you driving the car. So I urge people to please, if you know that you're going to take the bus to the party and come back home, if you know you're going to drink, have, like Harriet said, have somebody take you. Or if you know that you're going home on the bus, please be sober. Please be alert. Please be conscious where you're going. Please. Back at you, Glenn.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Thank you, Glenn. It's always good to have that other perspective, you know.
Mm-hmm. Being
always
control.
Good to have that other perspective.
Because you're we're talking about safety, but also you want to be aware of who is around you and what's around you. You know, this is a time for crime, but people need to be aware when they're shopping, you know, when they're putting their things in the trunk or just, you know, whatever they happen to be doing, to just be conscious about your environment. So it's an important time for you to be awake, to not cause an accident, not to be in an accident, and not to get some crime inflicted on you as well. So all those things that we need to be aware of in the holidays, because people tend to be much more careless in those times because everybody's happy, go lucky, and kind of forget the basics. So so we're wishing you all well. Don't forget that this is 2015 is going to be our 25th anniversary for the International Black Summit. So we're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. Check out our website, www.blacksummit.org. And don't forget to check out our Christmas show next Friday night. So our show is going to shift from 1:30 in the afternoon to 7 p.m. Come with your favorite beverage. And your virtual gifts. So we're going to be passing out gifts to folks. So come with your virtual gifts and or food items that you would share with folks as well. So that's going to be next week, Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 Central, and 4 o'clock Pacific. So come prepared to engage, and then we're going to look at, you know, what's possible and, you know, what do we want to create for 2015, as well as how do we want to close out 2014. So that's what we've got on the books for next week. So come join us, please.
Great. Well, this has been a great show, as usual. Thank you to everyone. We are wishing those of you who celebrate Christmas a very, very Merry Christmas to you. Happy Hanukkah to those listeners that we have. Kwanzaa begins next Friday. So we will be on for the first day of Kwanzaa, but it will be at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So remember that. And Merry Christmas to all. God bless.
God bless.